Daddy Loons. You're crazy for this one. Spoken truth. Your mom's house. Top Dog Productions. Braceland Records. Yeah. Let's go! Your mama's in the stands. What's going on here? Your mama's in the stands. What's going on here? Yo, stop the presses and pull your jeans up. Buns and Miss P decided to team up. Tommy will remind you to watch your profanity with little girls at camp. Stuttering and stammering. Filling them up and seal them shut. These cum dogs were hammering. Speak the gospel. They call it Brace Philosophy. Hearing new episodes. Ain't nobody stopping me. Top Dog wants you to wipe that ass out. Dental updates, so put it in your mouth. Cosby crazy eyes with would you rather. Brown talk, take a shit, then you need to lather. It's your mom's house, so yo, are you ready? Let's throw it on down to Tina and Teddy.
Awesome.
Michael Moran.
What a talent.
He made that one, yeah.
He even did it. I'm at the comedy club, man.
Yeah, that's
That's real.
Sickle cell right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really neat. He hit on everything on our show, I think.
Nice job. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
So, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what else? It's
happy turkey jeans.
Happy turkey jeans.
Put those jeans on your turkey and
we're
eat them.
Very close to doing the podcast live. In San Diego. So
at the American Comedy Company.
Yes. And that's December 5th. Thursday, is that correct? Thursday, December 5th?
I don't know. I think so. December 5th, 2013.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely 2013.
Would that be of this year? Yeah. I think it's a Thursday. Sure.
So if you're in that area, if you're in San Diego, this is our first time going down there to do the show live for you at the American Comedy Company. It is Thursday, December 5th. Please come out. Should be a fun night. Immediately after that, December 6th, I'm at the Calusa Casino with Joey Coco Diaz. And the day after that, we are at the McDonald Theater in Eugene, Oregon. So please come get tickets. You can go through your TomSegura.com. Links to all the shows are there. Make sure you check that out. And then where are you going to be?
Jeans. After December 5th, I go to Atlanta. I'm at the Atlanta Punchline December 19th through 22nd in the ATL. And nice. Then New Year's Eve, if you're in the DC area, come see Tom Segura and myself do a whole week at the DC Improv December 27th through 31st. Ring in the New Year's with your jeans. And then after that, I'll have new dates up on my calendar, ChristinaComedy.com for 2014. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I got to do those too, man.
It's going to be great. It's a good year. 2014 is going to be fun.
Bumping.
Yeah.
And we have a very special guest.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. Brian Irwin, everybody.
Oh, Brian Irwin.
Any upcoming shows? December shows?
Or stuff you want to plug at all?
I'm doing your guys' show.
Yes.
The Thanksgiving show.
Okay.
That's the one. Yes, that's this one right here.
Oh, that's this one?
We're on it now.
No, I'm doing nothing. I've got nothing planned. You have
Excellent.
To understand something.
Yes.
I'm a family man.
Okay.
So I'm going to be traveling a lot. But back home.
Where's that? In the Midwest? Wisconsin.
Going in the northern woods of Wisconsin, deep in the snow, and teaching my kids a lesson.
Are you a UW fan? Are you a Badger?
I do. I do like the Badgers.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Is that a baseball team?
It's a baseball team. Yep.
Among other
professional
things.
Baseball
the Badgers. Team. Is there really something called the Badgers?
Yeah. Yes. And they say RAR a lot.
Footballs?
The University of Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
You've been there.
Huge
You've
fan.
Been to Madison?
I've
You've been to the Madison Comedy Club?
Appleton.
Not only have I been to the Madison Comedy Club, I've been to Camp Randall and seen... I've done seen the Badgers play the Buckeyes there.
You did?
Yep.
Did they win or lose?
Wisconsin lost.
Did you jump around?
I walked out when that kind of came.
That was it for you?
I'm a little...
Now, is that because you're like, I'm too old for this show?
No, it was because I had a show that night. I was like, I got to get out of here. But anyways...
Tommy will not be doing jump around, but he will talk about himself in the third person as he's leaving.
Tommy's going to leave right now. Listen, we appreciate you guys very much. We thank you for checking out our show. But listen, We don't have a sponsor read for you right now, but we do request that if you're going to do your holiday shopping for Christmas, for Kwanzaa, for Hanukkah, or whatever dirty religion you are into,
whatever Wiccan faith,
please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com.
You didn't say it right. How are they going to know? How are they going to know where to go?
I know. I'm sorry. www.
How are they going to?
Oh.
Start from the very beginning.
http/.
No.
What is it?
Wrong.
Oh, yeah, colon.
Brian even knows the goddamn answer.
Colon. Yeah. HTTP colon 2/.
Yeah.
And they're actually forward slashes. They're not backslashes.
Okay.
Forward slash, okay. Forward slash, www.yourmomshousepodcast.com.
That's better.
We have an Amazon banner that you can click through any of your Amazon shopping. You click through that, all you're doing is you're getting what you were going to get, and we get a little kickback, and if none of you do it, it really helps out our show. We also have a Canadian Amazon banner on the right-hand side of the page. If you scroll down a little bit, it's there for everybody in Canada that listens to our show that wants to help out. So there's that. There's also the store has been bumping. You guys have been very supportive. We thank you very much for your support of the bike shirt. And the new black Top Dog shirt.
You need to wipe down.
So those are both bumping, and we thank you very much for that.
Very red seasonal shirt. The bike shirt is a wonderful Christmas
great
color.
Holiday shirt. Absolutely.
Yep. Also, the Top Dog shirt, very patriotic.
Very patriotic. So that's that. How about we open and start and begin this wonderful Thanksgiving
episode. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
Welcome to our table, our new primitive friends. Thank you, Sarah Miller. You're the most beautiful person I've ever seen. Your hair is the color of the sun. Your skin is like fresh milk. And everyone loves you. Stop! Sit. Wait.
What?
We cannot break bread with you.
Huh? Becky, what's going on?
Wednesday!
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You have to do this. Grow up, Brian Irwin won't do it. He won't jerk a dick. Yeah. Imaginary dicks.
Dicks. Okay.
Two dicks.
Okay, good. Great. Totally fine. No one in my family listens to anything I do, so I can just, whatever you want me to say, I'll do it. Do it.
We know you heard that little Auntie Fifi. That's coming. Don't you worry about that. Brian Irwin is down here in the Mommy Dome. It's Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving. And we hope you're having a wonderful year. Brian, thanks for coming down. It feels like the kid that first touched your penis on the school bus is back again whenever I see you.
That's how I feel.
That's touching, guys. Really, I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was intended. I got to go.
It's great to see you, man. It's always good to see you.
It is. It's been a long time.
We've been friends with you for a long time.
Yeah.
A
long time.
Like Brian Irwin, I think.
At least 10 years.
At the least.
At least 10 years. It's kind of, is it getting to that point? When you start seeing people that's starting to be like, oh, wow, that's like 10, 15, 20 years shit now. Like, that's kind of, am I not supposed to swear? I'm sorry.
It's a clean family show.
Please, this is a very clean show.
Oh, okay.
Please don't do that. You've been warned. So just so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get, I'm starting to do that thing. I refuse to look at any of my fresh off the boat in Los Angeles photographs anymore because it's a tad bit. Well, first, yeah. There's a lot of hope in my eyes. And then second of all, I don't look like that guy anymore at all.
You don't think? I think you
I'm
look
wider.
Great.
No, I'm wider.
Look, we all
when you
are.
Get older, you get wider. Everything about you gets wider. The face.
You look great.
The neck.
Yeah.
Well, it's the sweater I'm wearing.
No, but you look like lean. You don't look shitty at all.
Well, but if I showed you other pictures, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right.
But that goes for all of us.
Right, no, but that's the good thing about being fat when you're young.
Exactly.
You don't fall apart. They're like, oh, that guy's always been fat.
Or they get really like good looking and then it's payback time, right?
Right.
It's all payback photos.
Mm-hmm.
You have the best joke. I did remind the person of the joke with the punchline.
Yeah.
Who do you look like a cross between?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What I say?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody told me I look like Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. It is a fantastic.
That's my opinion.
And here's the thing. Totally so many of the, that, I know what you're thinking, or I know who you think I look like, is a very, like, it's a higher strikeout percentage than home run. Like, sometimes they say it, and you're like, I actually know.
It's a risk.
And it's a risk, but it's also like, it has, there's, for it to be great, it has to be, the reference can't be like, too well known, but it can't be too obscure.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to kind of resemble the person, but it can't be like on the nose. Like it's the perfect line for you because
someone actually said it to me. But I'm not making it up. That's the saddest part.
It is all those things. That's why it's fantastic. You
it was
do
devastating
look like
when
Sigourney
somebody
Weaver.
Said that to me. I'm like, that's so hurtful.
But I would say a young Sigourney, like Ghostbusters Sigourney,
which again would be fine if I was a young woman, but at the time that the person said that to me, I was in my early 30s. I was single. I was fresh off a divorce. I was looking for self confidence.
Was it a black woman?
Need,
was this the one? Huh? Was it a black woman? Like, you look like Sigourney Weaver.
No, because I would have accepted that. That would have been like, I don't know where this is going, but that's totally like, you love me. That's kind of what she said.
Uh-huh.
No, it was a younger girl, and I think hurt.
Oh my God, you know who you look like?
Wait, but black yes. women don't reference Sigourney Weaver.
I know, but it would have been a fantastic black lady line. The motherfucker, so you look like Sigourney Weaver.
You should never say that.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
But thank you, years later, you guys, for confirming that I do have some resemblance.
You do. And I'll always associate for you, like, you don't realize it until, like, later, but, like, how important for me the shows that you put me on in the belly room were.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the old belly room days.
But those were great shows,
man. They were.
Mm-hmm.
They were. I have some fond memories of the
And I look back and I realize those were the best shows I was doing in that time by far.
Yes, I agree.
You know, like I was doing a lot of bullshit shows just because you take whatever show you can get on. And I didn't, I knew it was good at the time, but I look back and I was like, those were actually really fucking great shows.
Well,
for people that don't know, you have to explain, right? That, mm-hmm. that the Comedy Store has three rooms. And the belly room is the little room upstairs.
Intimate.
Mm-hmm. Intimate.
Right there. You're right there.
And you don't have to be a regular. You don't have to be passed to do shows in that room. And you can get like booked on a show. And even 10 years ago, Brian ran this show that like...
And
I think a lot of times
Peter
that
Sprite
was...
Peter
too.
Sprite.
Yeah, you and Peter Sprite.
So funny.
And a lot of times that was the best show on the Strip that night. Like that was the great show, man. That was so much fun. The crowds were great a lot. And
Ian Bagg used to host it from time to
time. Ian Bagg.
That was when I first... I first also was like blown away by that guy. Was watching him in that room when I was like, what the fuck? Like, see how good he is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
10 years ago, he was so good in that room that I was like, man, he can take, like on a certain night, if there's 8 people there, it sounds like there's 800 in here. I don't understand how he's doing
And this. He used, the thing about Ian, he would ask me if he could host, and I would always be like, well, you're going to scare the shit out of everyone that comes after you because he would just destroy the room up front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of the comics were kind of like, fresh out of the box. And they're like, I don't know how to
host.
Yeah, dude.
No eye contact.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, just go.
And were his eyebrows weighing down his face?
Mm-hmm. We're the Comedy Store.
He's an interesting guy. He's actually a really super nice guy, but he's a little bit, you know, out there, right? Yeah. And I love, my favorite story is the time that he called me and was talking about how he was going to do a show, the Ian Bagg show, the live show that he did
that
for a couple
cool.
years.
Yep.
And he's like, so, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm calling all my friends and see who wants to be, you know, help me out with the show. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a great idea. I would love to help you with the show. I hung up the phone. I turned to my wife, Natalie, and I'm like, apparently I'm friends with Ian Bagg because he just said I was.
Oh,
I had
wow.
no idea. Right. I may have talked to him 3 times ever in my life before really? That phone call. But that's how he is, right? Like, once you realize how he is.
Yeah, then you're friends with him. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Once he
I know.
No, we're friends. Oh, okay. All right, we're friends.
I told him when we did the South Africa Festival, I told him, I was like, yeah, I just always thought you, like, tolerated me. Like, that was the word I used. I thought you tolerated me being around. He's like, he goes, I thought you didn't like me. And I was like, really? He's like, no, you always, I go, you always this grumpy face. He's like, that's just my eyebrows weighing down my face. And I was like, well, I just didn't think.
Yeah. Well, he is super, it's hard to read him. I think I always, for years, I was so intimidated by him because he was this bigger
He's
comic.
Also very big. Yeah, he's a big guy. He's like 6'7", right?
Physically, and just, he was a headliner. He was like, you know, ahead of me. And like, I remember I booked him once for a show that I put on at, I even forget, M-Bar. And he shows up and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
It's like, but he's such a sweet little teddy bear.
He is. Once you get to meet him, you realize he's a
get him around his puppy dogs. It'll soften.
Oh yeah, we've seen him. Yeah, he's a real sweetheart.
But Brian, Roxy. What was great about your show at the store is that the Comedy Store can be a really dark, bad energy place, and I think your show was the only show that brought a good energy,
which is why we were asked to leave.
Right. Probably,
and
right?
And we were replaced by a man lady who took over the show.
I want
to. Why were you actually asked to leave? Were they like,
they booted us, yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. You know, everything runs its course.
Yeah. That's true.
I have no ill will against most people over there.
This is the last episode of our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the closer. I'm like the new Ted McGinley of everything. I'm going to close the Comedy Store. I'm going to close this show.
Absolutely.
Close down the Ian Bagg show. No, it was just one of those things where they just, it's all about numbers after a while, right?
Yeah.
If you're not getting the numbers. And there's always somebody, there's like always a new comic that comes around and is like, I can do better numbers than that guy in there, no matter how good the show is. And they buy into that stuff.
Oh, right.
But it was fine. I enjoyed it while it lasted. I wouldn't have done it forever anyway. Yeah. Running shows, man.
Oh.
I mean, I love stand-up, but you can only have certain comics named Adam Richman ask you if they could go up one more time. I used to be like, Adam, you need to stop asking me if you can go up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he knows it. We would go at it. I'd be like, Adam, stop coming in here and stop asking. He's like, you need to put me up. I'm like, first off, you can't tell me that I'm putting you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, what it was like, and we're fine now because we would just go at it, right? But you try to explain to people like, you know, I actually want to do stand up too. I don't want to talk about all your issues for the next 4 hours, like have you sweat me, and then I don't even want to do stand-up, like yet all of a sudden I realize I just put on the show for nothing because I'm just all freaked out, you know. That's why I drank a lot of Bud Light.
He has a lot of energy, that guy. A lot of enthusiasm. Yeah,
very tenacious though. I mean, did you ever put him up eventually?
Yeah, I caved in a couple times. He's very aggressive.
Yeah,
but he knew my soft spots.
Mm-hmm.
As Thanksgiving, since it's here, You that was from Addams Family?
That's like my favorite scene in the Addams Family movie.
Yeah.
I love the Addams Family movie, the first one. After that, forget it.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, the second one was garbage, you know what I mean?
It's like Caddyshack 2, right?
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
Whoa.
Watch your profanity.
Wednesday Addams, goth girl, so.
Yeah.
So I like that.
That. You have to identify with. Did you like the original series?
Loved it growing up.
Because you're a little goth girl?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the Munsters. I wanted to be in that family too, mm-hmm. except for that disgusting Marilyn.
Yeah.
Remember the normal girls, Marilyn? You never even watched the shit, did you?
I know exactly. Okay.
You never watched. Tommy doesn't like. You'll throw references out that you think are common, and then he's like, "I never watched television because my childhood was awesome. I had family to talk to."
Did you watch shows in black and white?
Of course.
Okay.
Black and white.
Yeah, I've seen episodes of all these shows. You know, mm-hmm. I wasn't
Abbott
like
Costello,
Mr. Ed.
I watched. The
My
Honeymooners.
Two dads.
My favorite Martian.
I watch The Honeymooners a lot. I've seen that. I've
seen the Patty Duke show.
No. I watch a lot of Q, though.
I Dream a Genie. Q?
That was Action Colors.
So. No, I'm sorry. The beginning.
It was in black and white. You were correct.
Thank you.
Jeez.
Nick at Night.
You really are old school TV addicted, though.
Do you know why?
Why?
Alone childhood. A lot of time alone. A lot
Did
of
you ever
Nick
see
at
the
night.
TV show Dream On? Female version.
Yeah. I loved that show.
Of course.
God,
you related to it, apparently.
Yeah, I missed that show.
I did watch The Honeymooners a lot. I saw, like, I feel like 100 episodes
you
of
liked
that.
Really?
Abusive.
That's acquired taste. I never liked that show.
Really?
Stupid.
You guys are both fucking
Did you like The Three Stooges?
No.
No.
Neither did I.
No, stupid.
Thank God. Yeah, I was about to mute your microphone.
I had friends growing up that could not get enough of that.
And if you talk to,
I was not into that.
I'm
at
not
all.
Either.
And I feel like the generation, not even completely old, but like 10 years older, like they're like, there's nothing like the fucking the Stooges, man. Those guys are it. And you watch it, and you're like, if you didn't come up on that, you're like, I mean, all right, like,
yeah.
I can get the humor of some of these gags for a moment, but I don't want to watch movie after movie, episode after episode of this thing.
Well, it's because you have the something monks, called empathy. When you have empathy for people being hurt, like there's too much pain.
I like physical pain in comedy. I think it can get funny, but to me, it's also
comedy?
The same.
Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
That's
comedy?
A funny scene. Hilarious. You always pull that out. Mm. Funny movie.
Huh?
Funny movie.
There's moments.
In Portrait of a Serial Killer?
Well,
mm.
I wouldn't say, okay, I'm thinking of the other one.
What other one?
The Christian Bale one.
American Psycho?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Best movie ever, yeah.
They did actually make murder a tad bit funny.
Yeah.
They made creepy.
That whole movie's great. Funny.
Right. Well, okay. I mean, until someone's actually getting murdered, that's not hilarious.
That's funny.
Well, when he really hates that guy, is it Jared Leto that he murders?
Yeah.
That one's funny. He takes the pick and he's like,
yeah.
He's listening to Huey Lewis in the news.
But when he kills the whore,
I don't like that part, Christy.
See, all of a sudden, see, I told like you not part. Everything is.
Well, she's harmless. She's just a victim.
That's funny.
So you have to earn your you have to earn your death,
yeah,
in order for it to be hilarious.
Yeah, because Jared Leto's character is kind of a piece of shit. Like he kind of
he's a douchebag.
Chides him on yeah. a bit. Yeah.
In real life, douchebag. Or?
Okay. But yeah. absolutely
okay.
Yeah.
But in Portrait of a Serial Killer, it's funny because. They both get hookers, and they get in the car, him and his buddy. And then when Henry snaps
Brian,
his hooker's neck,
okay.
the friend goes like, oh. And you see the fear in his eye that like Henry just snapped his hooker's neck. It's really funny. It's very funny.
Was it meant to be funny?
Yeah, of course.
No.
Yeah.
Do you see Brian laughing at this funny, funny story you recap, Tom?
I just need more wine.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh.
That, wait.
Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
You play that after Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer.
Yeah.
What are you thankful for, Jeans?
Let's see what I'm thankful for this year. I'm thankful that we're dating for serious now. I'm thankful.
Wait, but not when we're on the road. That doesn't count.
On the road? Boop.
Right.
You're dating for Sirius Satellite Radio?
We're dating for Sirius Satellite Radio. We are...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Going to take it to the next level with our dating.
Right.
I'm thankful that you're gassy all the time.
Wow, that was kind of neat how that happened.
Yeah, out of both holes. And I'm thankful for our listeners being dedicated, loving people. They're nice people. And they support our show.
They do.
And I'm thankful that we got to get gas in the car tomorrow morning.
Huh. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Who was that?
That was me.
Whoa.
Was that a throat
yeah.
gurgle?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
I think that it actually said something.
Yeah.
You got to play that back and slow it down and turn the pitch down to see what it actually said.
That registered on here.
I'm thankful for that throat gurgle. That was fun.
That was so weird.
Yeah, I've never done that before.
So
that's
weird.
Like that rates up there with like playing a Motley Crue album backwards. Like,
yeah,
you
right?
really need to get to the bottom of what she just said inside her throat.
Do you know what I'm thankful for?
What's that?
I had a really good cheeseburger today.
That's for the whole year?
That's it. What about you, Brian?
Well, first off, speaking of that, you guys have Hawaiian bread. You guys ever have Hawaiian bread? That deliciousness.
Delicious.
Of Hawaiian
yes,
bread.
Yes, I love that stuff.
You guys have a restaurant that makes everything out of Hawaiian bread down the street here.
What?
Do you know that? If my family found out about that, if my children and my wife found out about that, we would be down here all the time eating at the Hawaiian bread restaurant.
I didn't know that.
It's like, just nothing but high carb deliciousness.
And sugar, yeah, sugar.
Yeah,
what do they
delicious.
Put in
sweet
it?
Sweet bread.
It's just
sweet Hawaiian bread. It is. You just want to make out with it. It's delicious bread. It's wrong for you. It's basically, it's a donut.
It's a
donut that you're putting ham or whatever, a peanut butter on, and you're just eating it. It's deliciousness.
So good. Is that what you're thankful for?
No, I'm thankful. I'm thankful. This is for Tom.
Okay.
I'm thankful that this week I got to teach my 8-year-old about sex.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
8 years old?
Is that the age?
How did
now?
It come up? What was the why did this?
Oh, how did it come up? You mean, yeah. Well, let's see. Well, it came up like this. Brian, you need to talk to Tanner about sex. That's how it came up.
Because like, he had really? Asked something?
No.
She just put that on you?
Yeah. Which again, it's like I don't care. I mean, I knew eventually it was going to happen, right? Like
yeah.
I think with I don't know with your parents. Like I think my dad, I think it was see first off, just you know they don't teach sex ed in school anymore.
What?
They don't?
Yeah, no, that's out. That's out the
what
window.
What do you mean?
Why?
In California,
that's
they don't.
Your job, right? As a
wow.
parent. So it's not at the school. So I was trying to think like when I was fifth grade was when they wow. gave us the movie, the cartoon movie that shows about everything, right? But I already knew going in. I already had all the answers, right? I think for girls it was fourth grade, right?
I think it was actually PE class, sixth grade.
Was it sixth grade? Well, they waited
yeah,
a long time for
it was
you.
Stupid.
It was fourth grade by me in Wisconsin.
Wow.
But that was because they wanted to make sure we understood everything so that when we got to high school and we were shooting .22 caliber rifles in the basement, we actually understood sex. So there's layers to how we did
right.
things in Wisconsin, right? So she's just like, listen, there's been talk around the school.
What?
But here's the thing. As a mom, she was right. So I sat him down, and we were watching some football on Sunday, and I was like, buddy, I put on pause. I'm like, I need to ask you a couple questions. But it went hand in hand with something. He doesn't believe in Santa anymore, and I was a little bit angry about that because I think third grade, you're kind of cheating yourself, right? Like
yeah.
you should still be in the game at third grade,
real,
right?
That's when I found out a Jewish kid in our class ratted it out.
See, that's what happens. It's somebody in school
yeah.
wants to wreck it for everybody else,
yeah.
either because their parents are filled with hatred.
Yes.
Right? Or they just are just little smart asses, right?
Yeah.
It's normally their parents are filled with hatred, though.
Yes.
So I'm still trying to figure out which parent is filled with hatred. I'm going to confront
wow.
them. So he started with that, and I thought, wow, is that the transition, right? They stop believing in Santa, and they start knowing about
aww.
Sex? Like, I don't know. So first, I convinced him Santa was still a good thing. So we got off the, you know, saying he's back on Santa, right?
Good. Oh, that's good.
And then I was like, I got another question for you. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And he's got like only two adult teeth. So it's really weird to talk to somebody about this stuff with only two adult teeth.
Yeah.
And they're not together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I was like, do you know what sex is? And he got the weirdest look on his face.
Of course.
No.
Seriously, nerd? That's the look on his
oh,
face.
Oh, really?
Like, I immediately, you don't know how kids perceive you. Like, you think they might still think, because we think we're cool. We
yeah.
do. All of us in this
I
room
know.
Right now, we're
so
podcasting,
sad.
We're
yeah.
trendy, we're hip, we're cool.
Right.
Anybody no. younger than us, they're like, there is nothing about us that is cool. Absolutely nothing.
You're just a total square to a kid.
But I didn't realize it until that moment when I said, I need to talk to you about sex. And he just kind of looked at me like, oh my God. You are just now officially a gross nerd, right?
So when you asked, his thing was basically like, yeah, dude. Like,
no, he said yes.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, time to test knowledge. What do you think it is? And he's like, kissing. And I'm like, all right, so he doesn't know anything. And I was like, yeah. how do you even know that word? He goes, the fifth grader. So I'm like, okay, that's why his mom was right. He's around the element, right?
Mm-hmm. What if you had said, what do you think... sex is, and he was like,
look at that asshole, I don't even want to let my nuts out. Yeah.
Would you have been like, oh, he knows a lot?
He does actually turn out, he does know a lot.
Really?
Well, here's what? The thing. So
he said fifth graders are the reason.
They're the reason.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't until the end. A couple funny things happened in the end. So I had learned from somebody that they said, if you want to talk to kids about sex, get all the boring stuff. Be like, well, the penis goes inside the vagina, and the vagina drops an egg. Like, you just, like, really make it, like, the most
yeah.
like, lame, uninteresting, and unfun
medical
conversation.
Medical speak,
yeah.
basically. Yeah.
But it's okay, because then, like, at least when the kids are talking, he doesn't feel like an idiot and then
yeah.
want to engage in, like, stupidity like his father. So I said all that, and I go, so does it all make sense to you? And he goes, taco. I'm
taco.
Like, I'm sorry, what? And he's like, taco. And I'm like, what is taco? He's like, can I go back to watching TV now? And I was like, yeah.
Is the taco like a thing the kids are doing?
I don't know. He just totally dismissed me in this big moment, right?
Wow.
So then I was like, yeah. But then I was like, hey, buddy, I just, do you know anything else about sex? And he goes, well, I do know that sometimes, like, two guys will like kiss and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay.
That's
so
advanced.
That's where this is all going. That's a classic fifth grader thing, right? That's when you start getting into gay and like all
yes.
those other words and like
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah.
But one of his friends actually has two dads. So
there you go.
So I just kind of wanted to like, I gave the speech and I gave him the anti-hate speech.
Did you
like
elaborate?
All that
oh,
stuff.
You did? You're like,
yeah, yeah. I said, you know, at the end of the day, dude, no matter what, like whether it's two naked bodies, it doesn't matter. It's all about love, you know? And like, you know,
that's
if
good.
You do that thing, you got to be careful. But,
yeah.
you know, there's certain things you need to be careful with. But at the end of the day, It doesn't matter if like two moms like each other or two dads like each other or a dad and mom. It doesn't matter. It's all about love, and you got to respect that love.
Do you throw out like...
And then I said taco and went back to watch.
When you, do you go like, sometimes those dads will suck each other's cocks.
Or butt fuck each other.
No, I just show them some videos.
There's another thing that two dads will sometimes do.
You want your dicks in there?
Just put it in there. Let's quit debating.
He's just gonna find that all out someday, and it's just
isn't that crazy? Your son's gonna hear about double penetration one day.
Here's the thing: I don't want to be that dad. I know there's some dads like, man, I would totally watch porn with my kids, stuff like that. I'm like, you're a creep. You're a creep.
That's
job.
The creepiest thing you could do.
Yeah. I don't ever want to like. I don't want to be around my kid watching him hit on people. Like,
no,
I don't.
That's so weird.
I don't. But there's some dudes that are like, yeah, totally. What's up?
Let's see what you got.
Even some moms will do that with their daughters. That stuff is like.
Let me ask you this: to go back to the Santa thing, how did you get him back on board with belief? Like when you said he was kind of doubting it.
Well, I said, who? How did you find out he's not real? And he's like, once again, I don't know if it's the fifth graders, but he was like, listen, you know, there's been talk. Right, you know,
word on the street.
Word on the street is this guy. It's and he was like, what he did was he tried to. It was using, you know, I know you do it. I know it's you. I've seen you in the middle of the night. I know you've been doing presents, all of which are 100% correct because he has busted me. But you know, kids are like always in a fog and a haze when they wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
and I'm, you know, thank God I had comedy as a background because you can improv. You can like make up stuff on the fly to like get them back in the thing. So 9 times out of 10, it worked. And at the end of the day, I realized, like, it didn't take much convincing. Because, listen, the dude wants Santa. Okay?
Right.
Because with Santa, he's getting twice the amount of gifts. He's getting mom and dad gifts and Santa gifts. So it's in his best interest to want Santa. And he has to like Santa anyway, because I don't want him to wreck it for his brother. Because his brother's way too young to get it wrecked that quickly.
Like 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to hold out. That's
still, like, adorable at 5 when they really are buying in.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I've got some great pictures from last year, like in their pajamas, like just jumping sky high because they got presents. Like, do you jump sky high for anything that happens in your life ever? Do you show any of that type of emotion ever at all?
Yeah.
I don't even know what my peak of emotion is anymore. Like, but that's like, I mean, to want to jump in the air and like hold your fists up and just like that's.
My parents tell me stories about me on Christmas with Santa stuff, like the build up to stuff and like. Being heartbroken that stuff wasn't there, and then like because they couldn't like get it, and then
about to tell a nice story, but this is like turned sad like instantly.
No, it's not sad. And then they would say that how they ended up being able to get the present, but it wasn't like for Christmas, so they put it in the chimney, and they did like a thing where they're like, I think it's up there, God. Like I think it must have fallen out of Santa's bag, and then I get it.
They actually went that far.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like,
how many years later?
What do you mean?
So they make him suffer all year.
We know you're 17, but
so funny.
No, and they said that like I was so like, you know, like overjoyed that they were crying that I was like, Santa remembered. And then I was thinking like, man, like where did all that joy go? I haven't had joy like that in a long time.
No. Well, your marriage.
Wedding day. I mean, was that nothing to you?
Take your time.
Fuck my stoma. All right. Okay. All right.
How did the Jews get you to stop
Jew?
Believing?
Oh, the Jew Eric
Did you
Friedman.
Buy you bought into it though?
I was so good and my dad was so my parents were split, right? But my dad was so good about Santa. He would do this thing where
it's got to be the most fun to do.
He was the
kid.
Best at it. God bless my dad for this. Like he would go, "Okay, come on, let's go outside. Let's go look for Santa. Let's get in the car. Let's go drive around."
That's adorable.
And so, but we celebrate on the 24th, the Hungarians do. So we go drive around or we get in the car and then he go, "Oh, I forgot my jacket. I'll be right back." And then he would go in the house, unload all the gifts, and then we drive around, come back.
Such a simple thing to buy into.
Yeah.
It's a horrible magic trick.
Yeah,
and like
it's
we
great.
Just buy it.
How old were you at 12, 13? Like when you was doing that?
16.
How old were you for real?
I think Eric Friedman ruined it for me in third grade. So I was,
and that was it. Funny. So when you say he ruined it, you actually first off, you have to receive the information, and then you have to ask around.
And then it has to be
confirmed.
And
you have to ask your parents. Well, so did your parents cave?
Yeah, my shit mom. My mom's a real dick. I came to her, and I go, "Hey, Eric Friedman said that Santa doesn't exist, and he saw the Cabbage Patch Kid doll for his sister in the closet. That was his evidence." He's like, "Well, I know because my sister got a Cabbage Patch, and it was in the closet before." And I was like, "Is this true, Mom?" And she's just like, yeah, it's true.
That was
Jesus.
It.
That was
moving
my,
on.
My shitty mom. Yeah. Moving so then, on. I,
what age is that? How old are you there?
He's third grade. Same, I think. So then I go to my dad and I go, "Is this true?" And he just saw the suffering in my face, and I think he confirmed it, but in a softer way.
Yeah. Like, oh, I thought he was like, time. "Well, maybe Santa doesn't want to go to your mom's house."
The worst. The worst is the older siblings, siblings and older cousins. That's the one you have to worry about. Sometimes they'll be like, if.
Because it's fun to them, right?
Of course, they're like, and especially like they, if they're like, you know, they hit like 10, 11, 12, and it's like confirmed, and your kid's like 6, 7, then they're like, you're such a fucking baby. You know that? Oh. Like, you know Santa's mom and dad? Like, that's what kids end up doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's so mean.
My youngest son, Elliot, is 5, and he has this really kick-ass, like, knit cap that he wears. You know the ones that go down, and then it's got the little tassels that hang down?
Yeah, so
he looks
cute.
Awesome in it. And we start walking to school the other day, and he takes it off, and he goes, here, on the way. And I'm like, no, put it back on, you're cool. He's like, no, Dad, I don't want anybody calling me a weirdo. I'm like, dude, you're 5. Who's calling weirdo at 5?
No.
5, yeah, you shouldn't be.
You are innocent.
Yeah.
You are awesome, and there's a brown streak in your pants, okay? Yeah. So there shouldn't be anybody to... The kid that's calling you weird probably has a turd in his drawers, okay?
Yeah, who's regulating that?
Did you get him to put it back on?
No.
No.
Aww.
He wears it. He'll still wear it from time to time. But we gave him the "You're really cool" speech. Both Natalie and I, and when he got home, we're like, "No, man, that's the kind of cool stuff. You need to stand out. You need individuality."
Yeah.
Like, you know,
because
I want. That's my big thing. Like with the kids, I'm like, "Don't be the follower. Don't do it. Yeah. Just don't do it." And it's a hard thing because you know they're probably gonna get sucked into that whole thing.
Of course,
the tribe is very important at that age, right? Or up until adolescence.
I don't know. Douchebags come in early. They come in early.
But Tom, so who ruined Santa for you?
I can't really remember. I want to say
Maria.
But the thing about, like, we have 3 kids, right? In our three. So my older sister is 2 years older than me. So she found out before me. I'm pretty sure she let me know. And then the whole thing was to keep it from my youngest sister, because my younger sister is 4 years younger than me.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So it was like, mm-mm, we all kept it going. I remember being part of the participant.
When you say kept it going, what would you do? Be like, just like the fake smiles and the excitement?
Yeah, no, I would just like, because you could see, you know, when somebody's more innocent, and like, I could see her looking out the window and being like, do you think Santa? I'd be like, yeah, and I would just play along, you know? I mean, I'd be like, yeah, I hope he comes tonight. Like, that kind of shit. Or like occupy her when they're wrapping a present or stuff like that, like participate. You know?
Okay, got it.
So, but I was, you know, by that time it was like, it was probably like third or fourth grade, I think, that I found out.
And then
you keep her going.
Sucks.
As long as you can.
I'm the Easter Bunny. There's a lot of shit that happens that year.
I got busted on the Easter Bunny thing too.
You did? So that's the beginning of the end.
God, you need a better stealth mode,
no,
man. What the fuck?
Here's the thing. So I was putting the eggs in the background in the yard, and Tanner happened to look out the window and he saw me doing it. But again, awesome answer when I came in. He said, nah, I say putting the eggs out there. I'm like, no, buddy. The dogs went outside, and I had seen that the Easter Bunny had put all the eggs out, and I'm like, and I knew our dogs are named Gary and Frank, and I was like, if I took Gary and Frank outside, they were going to pee and poo on all the eggs, and I did not want to wreck that for you, so I picked them all up, let Gary and Frank go pee poo, and then I put your eggs back out there so that they didn't get wrecked.
Wow.
And he was like, okay.
Yeah.
But see, that's believable from like when you said it, you probably had another year or so before he'd be like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, you know what I mean? They have to have that innocence to buy into that, you know, still.
Yeah.
Now let's get really that groundlings cute training.
Yeah.
$400 a class paid off.
All right, we got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Chuck.
What did he say? Is it what? How does he say greasy?
Didn't greasy.
Right?
Greasy.
Isn't that crazy?
But here's the thing, Chuck. Is it greasy or not?
Didn't greasy.
You rub it on.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get oily and...
Yeah, it doesn't smell. And
didn't greasy.
Why does it make me laugh?
Because
so much?
It's not greasy. It's you know, greasy.
You know what makes you laugh? Because he didn't give a flying F about that commercial, and he just hammered that thing out, took his paycheck, got the hell out of Dodge. He knew he said greasy wrong, and he didn't care, because he's Chuck goddamn Woolery, okay?
Chuck's out of his fucking mind.
He'll be back in 2 and 2. Was it 2 and 2?
Yeah.
Two.
And then greasy.
It ain't greasy. Yeah, I've been thinking about it ain't greasy all day. All day.
Because they play this on the...
Somebody said grease today, and I was like...
Yeah, they play this during Dr. Laura, and I'm always like, what is Chuck Woolery?
He's greasy.
He's a professional broadcaster. He knows better than
you know what
do,
it sounds? It sounds very like I barely got through eighth grade level of it. Like for someone to be like, read this copy, and they're like, don't smell, isn't greasy. Like it just sounds like he's not very educated, like kind of ignorant, right?
Well, what region do people say greasy? Where is that in the U.S.?
Somewhere. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Greasy. Yeah, like where is he from? That
kind of greasy?
Yeah.
Well, you need to understand that when you're a child and you first learn how to do zeros, O's, and S's, you actually, your brain process it. You do it backwards. Ever see a kid do that when they first start writing? They do it backwards.
Oh, they do the S backwards?
Everything. S, when they make a zero. You know when you do a zero, you do it, so left to right. They do it right to left. So everything is the opposite
they
way.
They teach them that way.
And then eventually the brain, you know, it's like a muscle. So it goes the other way. Yeah, this is an exciting thing you learn when you're when you're a parent. So my point is this. So when you are a kid and you make S's, they're all backwards. So if you never get smart, the S looks like a Z, so hence, instead of greasy, it's greasy.
Ah.
I just made all that up. But that's
so he's a low-class kind of guy.
I feel like he is.
He never learned how to write.
No,
don't,
maybe.
It don't smell. It isn't greasy.
Like, and you got to give it a try. Like, he doesn't even try to do the inflection right on the copy. Give it a try.
Maybe it was like... This was probably like take two, and they're like, "We're getting there." And he was like, "You got two? I'm out."
Yeah,
like it was.
You pulled the De Niro. No, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
It didn't greasy.
We shot it.
Wait,
bounce.
You know what you have to do is get the other one for the bad breath. It's awful. They play it on.
Wait, he has a bad breath. One
a bad
too?
Breath.
The same.
One,
the same cream for your mouth.
You layer your tongue with this cream. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's...
No, it's called, like, fresh breath or something, and he's like...
All day, 12 hours.
No, he's like...
All day, 12 hours?
Yeah.
No, he goes, I'm Chuck Woolery. As you know, I know about dating, and nothing's worse than bad breath, which is why I use, you know, Breath Alert or whatever.
Bad breath.
He's doing the breath and the cream ads now.
This looks like not the
that's
right
what
ad.
Happens right
hey you know no. Doesn't he have syndication money? He's got to have that love connection money.
Who is your favorite star
ever?
Who's your favorite star that when they eventually start doing AARP commercials it is going to depress you beyond belief that it's fine, you've officially jumped the shark in your life?
Who's
the person that you're like, oh my god?
I mean, De Niro, but he would never.
No, hell no. He's not going to do that.
Willem Dafoe?
Maybe.
No.
I've seen him a couple things he's done on YouTube. There's a possibility.
You know that Chuck is like a super, super conservative, like hardcore right-wing guy, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like, really, really.
He's a nutbag.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What's yours, Brian? What star?
That would make me feel old.
And like sad to see on an AARP ad.
Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
He's got to do shit like that already, doesn't he?
He was a
huge
star.
Not that old.
Eric Estrada's not doing those, like, he's doing, like, I thought he was doing, like, you know, infomercial type things. Like
he does. Yeah. I think he was selling Swampland and stuff like that. But, yeah, he's Eric. I saw him at a Toys R Us once.
Handsome.
And he was talking to his kid, and I'm like, look at you, Eric Estrada. You do everything, right, Eric Estrada?
Yep.
Tony Danza. I like Tony.
He would be, so if he gets too old, you're going to be like, wow.
Yeah, he was the boss. I can't imagine. And I see him in the valley. I used to live near a park, Balboa Park in the valley. And he would, you know, coach Little League or whatever the fuck with his kids there. Cute guy.
Yeah. You can tell, like, this is what happens when they kind of get off doing a lot of shows. They start doing, first they do, like, remember Senator Thompson?
He
was in, like, big movies for a while. He ran for president. And then now he's like, I'm getting older. I need to insure everything I've got. You should too. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing, man? And then you realize, well, that's a big check and
huge check. Robert Wagner does something. I don't know. He does an insurance one too, or something. I don't know.
Yes, he does one that's You feel it. You're like, I remember when you were like just doing movies. Then there's weird ones where like, I mean, I guess the check is probably sizable, but like Alex Trebek, you're like, you got that fucking check that comes in and you still do like the weird, he does endorsement stuff or shit. You're like, is that really paying you that much?
I will say that the worst one I think is Jimmy Johnson, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys, doing that one for erections.
Yes. Yeah.
It was so bizarre. You're just like,
I've not
what?
Seen this.
Oh, it's what's going on?
It. What's that thing called? Do you remember?
It was like Eazy-E or something like that. I don't even know. It was something like that, though. He's into it. God. It's horrible. But it's just, that's the thing is like when you try to pursue the entertainment business, you know that it's only a matter of time before you could be so successful and 10 years later you're being shot out of cannons at state fairs. It's just like, it's this weird art, right? There it is.
I'm Jimmy Johnson, and I recently became the spokesperson for Extends, the number one male enhancement tablet. So even though I'm the winner of four collegiate and professional football championships and have a sportscasting career, I've been surprised at the one big question guys ask me these days. Does Extends really work? Can you believe it? So here's my answer. It works for me, and since Extends has sold over 1 billion tablets to men, I'm thinking it works for them too. Most men want to perform the best they can in just about everything. Isn't that why we buy the biggest and best of everything? So if you want that maximum performance edge every day, I say go long with Extends.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, there it is.
Look, yeah.
Hey, look, he's got the excitement that my kids do at their age. He's jumping up in the air.
Fist.
A freeze frame.
That's how much
go long.
Dicks excite you for life.
What would be the commercial that you could do that would be embarrassing to you, but the money, you take it for the money? What would you do?
Well, interesting. I remember at one point, there, my agents being like, would you do a Valtrex ad? And they're like, it pays really well. I'm like, I don't know. You're forever the herpes girl. Forever. But I might do like a tampon ad.
Tampon's safe.
I do that.
What about like shit in your pants one? You ever see that one in the plane?
Perfect for this
the
show.
The plane, right? That woman,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everyone's dancing and singing and talking about turds in their pants.
No.
No, I like it.
You don't know what I'm talking about? It's what's the emote? No, not Imodium AD. What's the one that's like got the 12-hour clock on it and like it's like
Gas
oh
X?
This will keep you from no I can't
the 12 Dulcolax?
I don't know, but everyone is stoked that no one's crapping their pants and they're all wearing cardigans and
I like just, that. Let's do it.
But I feel bad that woman. I keep thinking to myself that it's a woman and of all the things like it, you know, dude could do it and be like, yeah, whatever. His buddies would ride him a little bit, but that woman probably did like a lot of training and acting, and that's it for her. She has peaked with a song and dance about not crapping your pants on the plane. But
that is show business, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That is how it goes.
There's a song about not shitting your pants on a plane in a commercial.
Well, yeah, they don't say those words, but
right.
Let's be honest, that's what they're talking about.
Right.
It's an anti-diuretic.
Imodium AD?
It may be Imodium AD. I think it's Imodium AD.
Okay.
Hmm.
I found a dead body once. You guys didn't.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Where?
My neighbor committed suicide.
Oh, my life.
And I found his dead, lifeless body hanging in the basement a week after he told me he was going to do it. But I didn't know he was telling me he was doing it. But, you know, like you look back and you're like, oh, you just told me your life story. So I guess you're going to go kill yourself now.
What do you mean?
Yeah, tell us. What?
I always love doing that because people are like, I'm sorry. Have you guys ever seen a dead body?
No.
Tom?
No.
No.
But didn't you grow up in Florida?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just throwing that
near dead. I've seen near dead a lot.
Wait, so what do you mean he told you beforehand? Like
he came over to my house. And he was a weirdo, right? And he was like, hey, can I come in and talk to you? And he's never, first off, knocked on the door, more
ever.
Or less ever said, can I come in and talk to you? And I was like,
okay. How long ago, I'm sorry, just to establish this?
3 years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. And he came in and like he was like telling me all his whole life site, like his whole life story. And he was like telling me how he didn't get along with some of the neighbors. And I was like, oh, okay, so... I mean, are you telling me because you like want me to talk to some of the neighbors? Because like, you know, I was like the newest neighbor in town, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, do that. Like, tell them. Like, I'm not a bad person. I'm like, oh, yeah, just give me some time. And whatever the issue is, I'll work it out. He's like, oh, okay, man. And then I just never saw him again. And I said to my wife, I'm like, you know, I'm starting to get a weird vibe. Like, the dude just kind of, because he was always around. He was like that one guy that was like always in his front yard, like always hide behind bushes, like all this stuff, right? And I said, I don't see him around anymore. And she's like, I'll tell you what, he does like clockwork. He always puts his garbage cans out on Monday for the garbage man. If he doesn't put them out at 5 a.m., like clockwork, then you should be concerned. Well, of course, 5 a.m. comes.
No.
Garbage cans don't go out. And that day, I started smelling what I thought was a gas leak in our house. So I called the gas company, and my kids are both homesick from school. So I called the gas company waiting. And in the meantime, finally, I was like, I gotta go over there and make sure this guy's okay. I'm like really worried. So I go and I knock on the door, right? And I hear like these little tiny footsteps coming towards the door, like someone's like really sick, and like they're stumbling to the door. And I'm like, oh, thank God, he's just really sick. He has the flu. Cause like, you, no one's ever been in their house or anything like this, right? So the door opens up and it's this 4 foot tall hermit woman.
What?
With hair down to her ankles, matted. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Because no one knew that anybody else ever lived in that house.
Oh, my God.
It was his mom who hadn't left the house for like 15 years.
Of course.
Everyone thought she was dead. Like, they thought she had died like 20 years ago. She hadn't left the house. And I'm like, and then when she opened the door, like, the house just smelled.
Horrible.
Horrible, right? And I'm like, hey, new person to the neighborhood that no one ever knew existed. I'm looking for your son. He said some stuff that I'm just a little concerned, making sure he's okay. And she goes, literally, I still know who she is. Like, and she goes, he's dead. He committed suicide. I'm like, yeah, no. Can you hold on a sec? Like, it started turning like a weird, shitty movie. I'm like, can you hold on one sec? And like, I had one of my other neighbors stay with the kids, and we have a picture window directly across their house. And I see him in the window, and he's lived there for like 15 years. He didn't know anybody lived in that house. I just see his cell phone slowly go up to his head, and like I can see him on the phone already, probably just calling everybody in the neighborhood, like, you're not going to believe this, but there's like another person that lives in this house, right? So I come back, and I'm like, you stay here, thing. And I go back to the house, and I'm like, dude, that's the guy's mom that everybody thought was dead. And she says he committed suicide and he's dead. He's like, that's right. He is dead. And you need to find him. I'm like, I don't want to find a dead body. And like, we got in this argument about like, who's going to do what? I'm like, all right, you stay here.
Wait, what suggested though after that he committed suicide that he's still around?
We didn't know. Cause he, a week before he talked to me, he had called the police and handed in 15 guns. Of Yikes. All types of semi, you know, that again, another sign of someone that's trying to, that's thinking about committing suicide. Yeah. They want to get rid of all the stuff that they would kill themselves with.
Yeah.
And so, cause I had seen him outside, like giving all the cops the guns and stuff like that. So I'm thinking to myself, this dude's a nut job. If he's not dead and like we call the fire department or whatever, cause like they were like, he was paranoid. He thought the government was coming after him and stuff. And he's not, he's going to come kill me. That was like my attitude. Right? Like,
yeah.
I'm dead if he's not dead. Right. So I go back to the thing, and I was like, ma'am, it's nice meeting you. I'm going to absorb this for a second, and I'll be right back. And I was walking to the next-door neighbor. I noticed like his gate was open down below because he lived in the basement of that house. And because he's paranoid, the gate would never be open. So like I'm like, oh, fuck, the gate's open. So I go back to the neighbor, and he's like, gate's open because he's dead in the backyard, and you need to go find him. Because if he's not dead, he doesn't like me. He likes you, so he won't kill me. He won't kill you. He'll kill me. So the two of us argued in the street, and then eventually another neighbor came out and was like, what are you guys doing? We're like, well, we're arguing about whether we should go find a dead body. She's like, what dead body? Like, it just got like worse and crazier, and the thing is still in the doorway. Like, she, now that she's out, she hasn't seen daylight in like 15 years. I'm not even shitting you.
God.
So she's standing in the doorway. So finally we go down, and we open the gate, but the gate won't open because a dude's a hoarder. There's shit piled up like 12 feet high, and it's like a little tunnel that goes into the backyard that leads to the house, and he had left a path to find him.
Oh, my life.
So I'm like calling his name and like going through this like tunnel, and I see a door cracked open in the basement, and I'm like, Keith, are you in there? And the guy's like, he's dead, man. Let's just go. I'm like, well, no, we're down here now. You made me come down here. We got to see if he's okay. Because what if he's hurt? So I go up to the door, and I kick it, and it bounces back at me. And I'm, like, totally freaked out, like it hit a dead body, right? And pops out. Of course, it wasn't. There was just so much shit in that place. And there's, at this point, like, I'm in such a surreal place. Like, there are flies everywhere.
Oh,
and
no.
And it smells horrible. But, like, I don't know. I'm not a fireman. I don't find dead bodies, right? So I go in, and right when I step inside the door, there's, like, a curtain. He had hung a curtain up. And all I see is this black as black gets, charcoal black body just hanging from the ceiling.
Oh.
And like right there, I turned around to tell the guy that came with me, my neighbor, that he was dead. That guy was fucking gone. And I go up the stairs and I'm like, we need to call the police. And my body just like went into shock. I couldn't do anything.
Oh my gosh.
So we call the police and one of my neighbors goes, no, if you call the police, they won't come. You need to call the fire department and tell them you think he's injured. I'm like, he's not injured. The dude's dead. And he's like, no, they won't come if you say dead. They won't show up for like days. So like we call the fire department. We're like, we think we found a man. He's injured downstairs. So, like they come around the corner. Like, they fly around the corner. And the best part of the whole thing is the fireman comes in and like, now I'm not in shock anymore. Now I'm in charge of the neighborhood. I'm like, over here, guys. Over here. I'm like waving them in, parking them. And they're like looking at me like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
We're firemen. Get out of our way.
Yeah.
The guy gets out. He's like, what's up, Mike? They found a dead body. It's you want me to show you where it is? And literally he just stepped off the truck. He goes, I think we got this, buddy. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I can smell the body from here. And I go, you can? He goes, seriously, you couldn't smell the body? And I'm like, no, I had no idea.
Oh, how long had he been there?
A week.
That takes,
and we had a kid's birthday party. He was like hanging dead 35 feet from our bouncy house at our kid's birthday party. Yeah.
Do you... So the mother was like, he was down there.
And she never left the door. She just stood there the whole time. And so then... The police showed up at the fire department. And they're like, did you tell her son's dead? I'm like, no, I don't even know who that is. I'm not telling her. I'm like, don't you guys do this stuff? They're like, no, not normally. I'm like thinking, what about the cop? The cop's like, yeah, no, we don't normally tell him this. I'm like, what no one tells anybody? So finally, nobody. Just some like fireman's like, ma'am, we found your son dead down there. She's like, oh. And while they're telling her,
God.
They're literally dragging the body up the thing and just throw a body bag in the middle of the street. Just dropped it. The coroner was just dropped it on the street.
Ugh. So crazy.
Now, I moved to that neighborhood because I wanted to hang. I wanted to, have my kids grow up in a neighborhood where they could play with their friends and stuff like right. that. And all I did was just find a dead
Happy
body.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Is this the valley?
Greasy.
body was greasy.
Is this the valley?
Huh?
This is the valley.
No,
right?
this is Eagle Rock.
Oh, okay. Because I grew up in the valley and a lot of weird shit like that would happen. Like meth labs blowing up.
See, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking when you... Did you grow up in a big city?
No. I lived in suburbs of cities.
See, neither did I. This is just big city stuff, right? The hoarders, the crazy stuff, the death. That's like... It's almost kind of common, right? That's...
Yeah, I think so. I think because in small towns, maybe you can keep tabs on each other a bit more. Like, I'm surprised you even knew... all your neighbors' situations. Like, growing up in LA, I never knew my neighbors until we moved to this neighborhood. Like, yeah. I wouldn't fucking know.
This is very neighborhoody.
Yeah.
So
good luck finding your dead body.
Oh, my God.
It's only a matter of time.
Dude, so what time of year is this? Is it summer?
August. That's why the body had gotten so...
That's right.
Cooking, man.
Black. Because that a week of decomposition,
yeah.
Is that normal to get, like, coal black?
Yeah, because I did kind of talk to the... Because actually, the coroner... The firemen and the police all came over and asked me if I was okay. Because they were like, this is pretty jacked up. Like his, because what happens is when you hang yourself, isn't this a fun conversation?
Yeah, I like it.
When you hang yourself, if you just stay there, your body, your neck stretches out. So your neck, it like your normal, your neck's no longer normal. And what happens is your eyes pop out of your sockets and your neck stretches. So it's like you basically look like a Halloween decoration.
Yeah, you're like a monster.
Yeah.
And all the blood has settled and like hardened and
all the juices fall out of the body.
Did you see all of that?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Well, and it was bloated.
You saw like pee and poop?
And gas. No. Yeah, is that what
Way
you
to put
mean?
It simply.
Yeah.
I saw his pee-pee and his poo-poo.
You saw shit and piss everywhere?
No, the body fluids. The fluids.
Oh, they're just seeping out.
Yeah.
It just bloated.
Seeps. Yeah. And then he had a beard and his beard had fallen off. And the only reason why I know. So the family, just so you know, if you were to off yourself, Tom, as an example, because you have a beard, I'm bringing it up. So if you were to off yourself and you, Christina, just didn't care, it's actually your job to clean up. You have to hire a private service.
This.
Nobody cleans up. So the family just closed the door downstairs and never cleaned up after the suicide.
What?
Right?
Family meaning the crazy lady.
Yeah.
Didn't hire a cleaning service for that.
No, but you kind of said it all in the first part about the crazy lady part.
Yeah.
Who I had to take care of her for 2 years after that. I was so infuriated. Like,
what do you mean?
She got sent to the psych ward and her son, she had an estranged son. That it was like, I can't get her, dude. I don't want, can you go pick her up from the psych ward? Because they were releasing her. I had to go in my minivan and pick her up from a psych ward. And dude, let me tell you something. Have you guys ever picked anybody up from a psych ward before? I'm going to go with no, because you haven't found the dead body either. Yeah. So here's the thing. So I go in there, and there's a, it's just like anything you'd see in a movie. There's like a thick glass window where all the people that are just kind of losing their minds, they see you. They see like the outside world like coming in.
Yeah.
And so I'm the only one there, right? So I'm there clearly to pick somebody up. They all come to the window hoping that I'm picking them up.
Like dogs at the pound.
They're like, are you?
Are you my dad?
Yeah. And then instead they just...
So sad.
But how did you say yes to the son?
Because I'm weak.
You're so weak inside. I don't understand.
Yeah, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. No.
Yeah, you do.
I believe in Santa.
I know. I can't believe you'd be like, yeah, I'll go pick her up.
They wheeled her off. She was completely jacked up on drugs. She was drooling all over the place.
Oh, Brian.
No, but she was in a better place.
And then, wait, you put her in your van.
And I drove her home.
And then was the guy waiting for you?
No. No, by the way, you have to remember, this is a hoarder house. There's like dead animals and stuff in there. Like the house smells gross. I got her in her house. She sat back down. I gave her her bag of like personal things. And then, you know.
What did she smell like?
Huh?
Did she smell bad?
No, she smelled clean because I think they hosed her down. And I mean, I think that's what they do, right?
Yeah, sure. To psych ward. Oh, and then she have like dead cats and stuff. And level 5 hoarding. Is that what that is? Level 5 when there's trails. Where there's pathways.
No, I think 5 is...
No pathways.
Yeah, that's when there's...
Where like level 3 is pathways.
There was pathways, but it's like scary. Like I'm literally going to write a whole horror flick off of her. Jeez. That's how scary... Because the worst part is, like, you know, like you see, like, you talk about the monsters.
Yeah,
when when she opens up her door, there's a picture with like Vincent Price cobwebs all over it of an old lady wearing like the white collar, you know, the white... Like, and it looks like it's following you. It's like the stuff they make for Halloween decorations at like Target. Like that's how jacked up that place is.
Jesus. So fucking
it's not
weird,
sad.
Man.
It gives me a great story.
Yeah. That's
did I bump you guys out on Thanksgiving?
No.
I can tell you other stuff. I'm playing flag football the day after Thanksgiving.
As bummed out as I feel about your Thanksgiving stories.
How it wasn't a Thanksgiving story, but
well, you know, the story on Thanksgiving. How about something to lift us up on Thanksgiving?
That'd be great.
Good afternoon, social media. This is Auntie Fifi coming to you today with what God has laid on my heart. I would not be doing any shout-outs today because, honestly, I have misplaced my list. But I will find it, and when I find it, I will catch up.
Okay.
But today I was sitting here just thinking about all the things God has done and given to me,
mm-hmm.
and how so often we sit and we complain about what we don't have and what we can't do and what others have and what's going on in their lives, but we never sit back and just thank God for the things that's going on in our lives.
Absolutely, sister.
And in saying that, Facebook, social media, may I share this with you?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Count your blessings. See what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Oh, count your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Name them one by one.
Okay.
Oh, count your blessings. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Count your blessings. Ooh, name them one by one.
Are you going to name them now?
Oh, may I count them for you? May
please,
I count them for
please.
You?
Yeah.
1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. Hallelujah. 5, 6, hallelujah. Pick up the sticks. 7, 8, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lay them straight.
Okay.
19. A big fat hen. Oh, count your blessings.
Appreciate it.
And see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Okay. And
count your blessings. Name them one by one.
You just did.
Count your blessings.
Whoa, whoa.
See what the Lord has done.
Thank you.
Count your blessings.
Okay.
Name them one by one.
All right.
Oh, may I name them for you again?
No.
Could you imagine if she was at your Thanksgiving table?
Oh, my God.
Is she going to be?
Auntie Fifi?
Auntie Fifi, I wish she would come to our Thanksgiving.
She'd be fantastic.
She'd be absolutely fantastic.
You can ask her. You can always ask her. She's on social media.
She is true.
She is on social media. Auntie Fifi, if you're out there, We would love to have you for Thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Buckle my shoe.
One, two.
She sings shit.
Buckle my shoe. Three.
Hello, Facebook.
Five.
Good afternoon. I was sitting here thinking about this new year.
Brian heard this one.
And how it's the new year all over the land.
How did you find her?
As I was sitting here pondering that, I picked up a pen and a piece of paper.
Oh.
And these are the words that came to me at that time.
That I wrote.
May I share them with you, Facebook?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This land is your land.
This is pen to paper.
This land is my land.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
From California to the New York Island.
Did she make this song up? It's pretty
good.
Yeah,
this is what hit
it's
her this morning.
Song.
From the Redwood Forest, hallelujah, to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
This is what hit me this morning.
God, we thank you for the land. We thank you for the land. Hallelujah.
Just wait.
And because we have the land, we thank you for the farms. Uh-huh. And the song says, Old MacDonald had a farm. Hallelujah. E-I-E-I-O. And on his farm, he had some pigs. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, with an unk-unk here and an unk-unk there. Unk here, unk there, everywhere, unk, unk. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O. And God, because we have pigs, there's chillings today on our tables, God. You're so
chitlins.
Mindful of your people.
There's children on
and
here.
We have chillings today, God. Hallelujah. And Louisiana hot sauce.
Wow.
You're mindful, God. You're mindful, God.
I like that.
Where did you find her?
She is my mother's friend. They play bridge together.
This is, are you telling me the truth right now?
Not at all.
Okay.
She is.
Where did you find this person?
She's on the interwebs.
She's on
I know,
the interwebs.
But how did you find her?
Auntie Fifi.
Somebody might have sent
her. Oh, I know who. Keith LaHare, my friend Keith on Facebook.
Oh, there you go.
Posted Auntie Fifi a couple years back.
Yeah.
And that's where we found her.
I love social networking. You can just find that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just. That's
amazing.
A deep cut, but it's unbelievable.
Deep cut.
Yeah.
Right?
I like that.
She didn't go out there. She never thought this was good. She never thought she's going to be on your show.
No.
Does she know? Yeah? Have you guys?
No. I would love to reach out
Why
to Auntie
Fifi. Why is no one reaching out to her?
I know. I think
well,
we
tried to get...
She could do a song for you guys.
Yeah, that's
pen to paper. Pen to paper. She'll make something.
I'm going
to
make a note of it right now. Let's contact Auntie Fifi.
You don't want... We could take that beautiful voice...
I know.
And have a song about you
do
guys.
Do your mom's house thing.
And
yeah,
she riffs with children's songs in the middle of it.
I know.
Yeah, her riffs are unbelievable. But we, you know, the thing is, you try to sometimes get these people on your show. And we had success with some people, but then like...
there's a few that slip through the cracks and don't respond.
Yeah, like we try to get this guy on.
I'm a fart in some stockings.
I'm sorry, what?
It's one. It's two. Three. Four. That's what they get for Christmas.
King Ass Ripper.
Did he say he's going to fart in some stockings?
Stockings, yes.
Like stockings.
Holiday
like
stockings.
A holiday stockings, right. Not lady
Christmas.
Stockings.
No, Christmas stockings.
No.
Like that you'd hang over the fireplace.
And once again, how did we find this person?
How did we find...
You came home from a trip one day and you're like...
Overjoyed.
You have
like,
to see
that's
this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's from a listener. I remember now. A listener did it and I was like... Remember...
Wait, he's a listener?
No, a listener sent the link and I go... I pulled over my
the car.
We
laughed so hard at this guy, we had to pull the car over and watch it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, this is his one of his...
He has more.
Tons.
My God.
And this is all he does?
Yes. He, in his dirty underwear, he farts. He makes fart videos.
Oh, damn. Damn.
Oh, my gosh.
This is one of my favorite ones.
Damn, I'm having a big-ass fucking breakfast. Oh, four bean like and cheese burritos lathered with two big-ass eggs. Fucking six sausage and cheese patties. Four bean burritos. That's about 1,000 calories right there. And each sausage patty is 150 calories. You do the math.
You do the math.
You do the math. Is there
you ever been on a show that's classic?
That's not real.
Yes.
No human body should be able to do that.
You what?
That doesn't even sound like a human body should possibly be able to do that.
He makes so many videos like this. It has to be real.
He's a huge following, and he has
a huge. No, he does not.
I mean, he's got a sizable following.
Yeah, real.
He's the king.
So he's a YouTube sensation and far.
No, he went to YouTube. I think he was.
He was
looking for a new home. Then he left
YouTube. You can't fart on YouTube.
You can, but I think he violates every fucking code they
Which
have.
Which part though? He's just farting,
dude. He's not just farting. It's so.
I'm not saying it.
Where is he? Then?
All right. I'm gonna look him up.
Where did
he go? Live leak.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's where like things get out of control.
But he's. I fought in your face.
Yeah, that's right.
I fart in your face. That's his handle.
But have you ever?
He's got some new posts, by the way. I was showing today when we were shooting that thing. I was showing everybody, and they were like, "You got to shut that down." It? Sarah's, of course, in love with him.
Yeah.
Kat was like, "Please stop showing me that."
Have you ever? You know, because I've done some spiraling out of control on YouTube. Have you ever done Poppin' Zits?
No.
Oh my God! First off, don't do this, Tom. Don't. I can't.
Gross.
That's him.
It's him. He's farting on his food.
Just for good luck. That's he does have dirty underwear.
Yes, yeah. And he's farting on the food that he's going to eat.
You know, when you put it that way, I understand why YouTube might not want him on there.
This video is 15 minutes long.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How many people have watched that video?
Throw up. It's so funny. It's 15 minutes long.
15 minutes. This one has 1,300 views.
What?
It's the latest
and
video.
And that's a lot for 15. That for 15 minutes, that's a lot of views.
And that's latest video.
Do a lot of people watch this?
Yes. He has 40, 50 videos of stuff like this up. Let's see.
So
if you
don't do Poppin' Zits, I'm just letting you know.
He's eating.
You say that while this is going on. You can't do it. You sure?
I can't watch other people popping their zits.
Wait, I want you to understand something. I don't know if you're so appreciating close. It.
It gets. It's horrible.
I can't.
Farting on that food. Now he's eating that
and
food.
And farting at the same time.
Let me
see.
So you saw him fart on the food.
And you can't get him on the show?
Right. He's farting on food. God. Damn.
What happened in his early childhood?
Damn.
And now he's going to pick. Oh, my God.
Fucking get smashing.
He picks it.
Oh, yeah. Now it's time for the gluttony after I just ripped ass all over my fucking burritos and egg and mayonnaise fucking sausage sandwiches. Oh, here I go.
Oh. This is what Thanksgiving is all about.
Does he play with his belly? Is that
what he
likes to shake it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he likes to eat really aggressively too. Like,
do we know where he lives?
We think he lives in Michigan. Yeah,
in his parents' house. We think
there's no way he has a job. There's absolutely no way.
See, he likes to go like.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
Very,
I don't like that.
Very aggressive eating.
What happened to him in his childhood?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving happened to him in his childhood.
He had a good Thanksgiving.
He didn't believe in Santa.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so gross. I don't like the eating stuff. When's he gonna start farting again? I mean,
well, he's eating a lot right now. I mean, he's just shoving food in his mouth.
Well, let's get back to what he's good at. There you go. Wow.
This is while he's eating.
Oh, damn.
So anyways, that I think is the real message behind Thanksgiving.
It is?
I think so.
Gassers?
Well, fart greasy, on your food.
Greasy gassers?
In greasy.
Yeah.
And then
in greasy.
Make sure you show thanks. You know what I mean?
In greasy.
He looks a little bit like Fultron.
The king?
Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
You think?
Mm-hmm. I've seen Matt at, you know, at the craft service line.
You know what? Before we move on, I'd like to read an email.
Sure.
This just in?
This just in, yeah. This is sent. Oh shoot, it's not coming up. Who sent this to me? But I want to give thanks, being this is the right podcast for that. My ears, they are still sore from how loud I had to make my headphone volume to hear that lovely fart. Thank you, Christina. And that's in bold letters there. It means the world to me. I hope FIFO is in good health. Love you, mommies. Bye. Thank you, guys.
That's right.
For appreciating my fart on the last episode.
You farted, and you didn't fart in the microphone. You were just talking. You happened to fart, but it was audible, and you could pick it up, and people appreciate that.
It was a sneeze fart, or was it just a fart that just decided
to... It was just a fart that came out.
Yep.
And I appreciate when people appreciate
it. We do God's work on this show, Brian.
Do you guys believe in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior?
Of course. We had a Jehovah's Witness wander into our yard.
Oh, cool.
A couple weeks back, yeah.
Have you had those knock on your door?
Did you engage?
They engaged.
No, but I mean, did you engage to torture?
No.
Or no, or did you try to get...
They were so aggressive. We were sitting, having our morning coffee on our patio.
First mistake.
And, and
never leave your home.
Enjoying your life.
I'm in boxers. I never wear pants. I wear boxers only.
I'm shocked by this.
And
no, I'm not.
And so my dick and balls are hanging out of the side.
Again, not
and
shocked.
She's in a robe, but her tits are dangling. And then we're just enjoying our coffee with our dog. And then
what was dangling on the dog? Anything?
That big dick drags on the ground. he started to
in position.
He started to do his Mexican people are near us warning. He knows to warn us. And we look up and there's two old ladies in our yard. And then we were like, oh my God. And they were like, who's from, I have a Florida plate on my car. And she was like, who's from Florida? And I was like, me? She was like, oh, I lived there once.
And,
I
knew then that's when they
the
were tie-in,
doorknockers. Right? The relatable tie-in.
Yes. We go, okay. And she's
the
like,
the forced connection.
Do you guys pray or anything?
Boo. I told her, we're Roman Catholics, though. We're good.
Yeah. She goes, you read the Bible? And I go, and she goes, these days, who really puts away time aside for that? And I was like, okay. You can wrap this shit up whenever you want. But I just kind of nodded, and she was like, see what it says right here? And I go, that's nice. And she goes, I'm going to leave this here.
Yeah.
Put the papers down. And I was like, thank you.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too. What do they do sometimes? Like,
well, back in the day, they would do everything they possibly could to get inside your house, because apparently there was a theory that if they got in, you were in, right? You were gonna, the J Dog was your man.
Really?
When I got in the limited time that I was touring as a stand up, and as you know, you get a lot of downtime.
Yeah.
If you get anywhere near a campus when you're gigging, there's a lot of those thumpers near campus, especially on the weekends, right? So if you're just kind of sitting around.
Thumpers?
Oh, yeah.
Those cunt thumpers?
Tom,
and I'll go toe-to-toe with them, because I got two born-again Christians in my family, also known as people that are dead to me. And they're...
Really?
Because they've gone off the deep end, and they're just crazy. So you can bring it. I engage, because I know that if the thing about it, you have to remember with them, time is everything to them. So suck it up. Steal their time. The longer they're with you, the less likely they can save the other 80 people they were supposed to be on their way, because they want to do insta saving, right?
You start asking questions or being and you go like, that's ridiculous. Like, I think
I never say it's ridiculous.
You go,
if you ask questions based on fact and foundation, they can't answer them except for the thing. Well, like, you know, God's crazy.
Faith.
Jesus loves you. Yeah, yeah. It's like they can't answer the questions.
It's the mystery.
I hope I'm not offending any of your listeners, but
I'm sure you're offending some of them.
Okay.
Huge Jehovah's Witness following.
But, but that to me, it's a joy, because I could just go for hours with them. And then eventually they realize that they're not saving you that day, and they get really like, oh, this guy just totally...
Did they break off the interaction, or you break it off with them?
No, I just, I, at some point I'm like, when are they going to figure out that never. I'm literally just taking them for a ride? Because my whole thing is like, if it's like, it's like an Asian person or a black person, I'm like, doesn't it bother you that Jesus is like a straightforward white dude?
You ask
like just
this?
That alone. Shouldn't that offend you that like you don't even matter in their hierarchy? Like if you're Asian, like he doesn't look anything. I don't think they even knew you existed, but yet you've like they,
yeah,
to
it's
me,
weird to me too.
Just stuff like that. Like you ask him, like, doesn't that bother you? They're like, wow, you know, that's just a, he's just a, you know, that look of Jesus is just like one look. I'm like, okay, so you've adapted. I get it. I, that's how they got you in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's pretty much the guy they show everywhere. The
he's white. Everybody
straightforward,
knows that.
White bearded fella.
Yeah.
Look, guys, on this Thanksgiving, we want you to remember to sing his praises.
Yeah.
Fart on your food, eat it, and fart again. Mm.
And it isn't greasy.
It isn't greasy. It don't smell. It isn't greasy.
2-2.
2-2. And we appreciate it. We love
been
you.
Greasy.
We you, love you.
Are you guys going to eat Thanksgiving dinner?
No, we don't celebrate that shit.
We're not.
It's not a religious holiday.
No, but we don't do the traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
Can I tell you
I got
why?
Over it.
Here's why. I grew up, you know, my family's foreign and stuff.
And stuff.
True story. Like, my father always hated turkey. And for years and years, he's like, why the fuck ought I be eating turkey? It's so fucking dry. It tastes like shit. Like, he never liked it. And so we thought last year, we were like,
it's
why
the first
are
time, because I've never been in love with Thanksgiving, a lot of traditional Thanksgiving meals. So we were like,
so why are we forcing turkey? Yeah. Nobody
you
likes
like
it in this house.
It? Like, what about mashed potatoes?
No, I love mashed. I love stuffing. Yeah. I love mac and cheese. I like the sides. But okay. The turkey can go
fuck
itself.
So we got steaks and lobster last year.
That's okay. Yeah. With stuffing?
Yes, I did the
we
sides.
Get, that's right. We got some sides.
There's nothing like, better than the stuffing that comes out of the turkey, which apparently is just nuts. Is. You're not supposed to do that anymore.
Yeah, why is that? That's bullshit.
Exactly.
Bacteria.
I still do it.
Look.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm doing it.
Yeah, do it.
We have to go. It. Even though you're the Antichrist, we hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Did I bum you guys out?
No.
Us? Death. I'm the most depressed person.
But tell our listeners, where can they find you? Where can people stay up to date on anything, Brian Irwin?
Up to date?
Yeah.
These days, all I do is I have the dad podcast.
Well, I'm saying dad's plug that.
Plug that. Shit.
You know, no, I don't want to do that. You know, but
why
I will.
Why not? That's okay. For you. This is for
no,
you.
No, you get
to do
a dad's aster. If you're a parent, you should totally listen to our show.
What's it called?
Dad's aster.
Dad's
it's me,
okay.
It's me and another guy, and we literally just talk about.
What's his name?
Mark Stauffer.
And you guys
he's
talk about
New Zealand.
Okay, you guys
so
talk about dad
uses
shit.
Word like chuffed,
uh-huh.
Which is a pretty sweet.
I don't know what that is.
It means you're pretty stoked, right?
Oh, chuffed. It's like this is
he's
the dog's
chuffed.
Tits.
Yeah.
Our dog's tits.
Our dog's tits. That's another Kiwi saying.
Right.
When you guys have your kids, you'll listen to our show. I mean,
we already got one. It's furry and he's a cute.
Right here. That's a person.
We have some relatable stuff in there.
Yeah.
So we just it's
so go to is it have a website or just go
dadzaster.com. Dad Zaster. I know it's clever, right? Instead of disaster, it's
dadzaster. Well, there's dads out there listening, so they'll listen to your show.
But we don't this is just so you know, like it's not like, oh dads, we're crazy, we're so stupid, we're actually the exact opposite. We just
you guys
we're
are serious.
Sweet.
You're being good about being parents. Which
no, I mean, it's a pretty raw show.
Good.
But like he's like big and like we get like a lot of like interesting guests. Like we've had Jim Gaffigan.
Can I tell you?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Jim Gaffigan's wonderful. He's got like a million kids. I think
he does have way too many kids.
Yeah, he's so many kids.
I don't know how he does.
But I like that you're embracing fatherhood. I think that it's so silly that in this day and age, the idea of a father being engaged as a parent is like a weird idea. Like I love how when a father watches the children, it's babysitting. And then when a mom does it, it's considered just normal life.
Yes.
So thank God you're the next generation of parents, of fathers. And I think that's wonderful.
Personally, I don't respect it.
I know. Okay. You've been to my house. He tried stealing my baby. Remember that? He tried stealing Tanner.
I remember this when Tanner was little. Super. And
he
went
loved
to visit
Tanner
him.
When Tanner was a little boy.
I remember.
So cute.
That sounded creepy what I just said.
Sounded
but
very creepy.
No, I don't. You know what? Here's the thing. I never planned on being a parent. I honestly never
did. It's so weird to see, guys.
I love being a dad.
You could tell. The first time I saw him with his kids, I was like, it's crazy. I mean, it doesn't transform some people. Like, some people, you're like, wow, just you can tell it just doesn't affect. But then some people, you see the profound, not that I know you so well that to know that changed, but like to see you around your kids, I saw him like just being the sweetest, sweetest guy to his kids. It's cool to see, you know, you see guys, you act, you know, guys are always kind of putting on some act about like, you know, like certain levels of machismo, and you see them just become like tender with their kids. It's sweet to see.
You're either in or you're out. I'm always surprised, like when I talk to a dude that has never changed a diaper, that's a parent.
Oh, that's insane.
In this day and age,
right? I mean, there's just no way. 85% of the people that are born will eventually have children. 85%. So it's a very small group of people that don't eventually become parents.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I get it. Like when I became parents, I lost a lot of friends. Like no one wanted to hang out with me. And That's fine. I understand that because they're not ready for it.
There's our son right there.
People.
I literally thought that was Christina's ass. No, because you guys talked about it earlier.
What's he doing?
It's a reverse.
Little feet. Dogs. Do you know about the little dog thing?
No.
You all right, buddy?
It's a trachea thing. Little dogs have trachea problems. See, I know about dogs and cats and children.
Yeah.
And dead bodies.
The vet says it's a reverse sneeze.
It is that too, but what it is their throat gets really small. That's why they make that noise.
Baba, I'm going to go give him a
kiss. Makes me sad. All right. We got to wrap this up. So, we got to wrap this up.
Do you ever tell anybody about the show we did?
Let's
wrap it up.
The what?
The show where I made you hang out with inanimate objects in Super Precinct. That was your sole responsibility in the movie.
What was I supposed to do?
Remember, you were with the Wonder Twins. I had you hang out with a cat puppet and a block of ice. That was all you did in that thing.
Yeah, I have vague memories of it.
So long ago.
So long ago.
It's so funny.
That was a fun thing to do.
You should tell people to go look at it.
Where can they see
it? We were a lot younger back then.
Where can they see it?
If you just type in Super Precinct, they'll find you.
Super Precinct. I remember shooting this short film.
No, you don't, but that's okay.
I do remember.
I know you
remember. Downtown.
Yeah.
With Brian Irwin. Brian Irwin's our guest, Dad Zaster. It's Thanksgiving. Thank you guys for listening. You're wonderful people.
We
love you. Please visit yourmomshousepodcast.com, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye, meow.
Bye, Brian.
Goodbye.
Go ahead, boy. Look at these sluts and start jacking that dick. Come on. You want to jerk off? Well, you've got to do it. Right now. For me. Stroke it, dick boy. Fuck me.
髪の中それがみ Give it to me, boy. Let it all go.